I begin in the name of the gracious God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have already discussed that the Quran has informed us about the incident when God Almighty took an undertaking from us regarding Him being the one and the only God. And it has been clarified that man is sent to this world only after appreciation of his existence and his unity are instilled in his nature. The Quran tells us that there was likewise appreciation of another reality given to man, that is appreciation of right from wrong. That this act is good and that is evil. Lying is an evil and truthfulness is a virtue. We have been sent with a clear appreciation of it. The Quran describes it as fujur and taqwa. That is, within his soul, man has been given the ability to know when he is wandering away from the right track and when he is staying within the acceptable and desirable limits. It is this appreciation that creates the concept of accountability to God. After belief in one God, the other important belief in Islam is the belief in the life hereafter, belief in accountability. Appreciation of good and evil is the basis of that belief. If I have an appreciation of right and wrong, if I identify them as distinct from each other, then a necessary intellectual consequence of it is that I should accept that their ultimate result cannot be the same. And if it cannot be the same, then the outcome of what we do in this world should appear one day. This is a corollary of it, a logical outcome of it. It is on this basis, as I said, belief in the life hereafter is grounded. Like man will not be able to present any excuse regarding appreciation of God and His oneness that he wasn't aware of the message of prophets. Likewise, he cannot present this excuse in regard to good and evil. The experience of humanity unanimously provides the evidence that we all have an appreciation of the basic understanding of good and evil. That is, the basic morality from which social morality emerges has been embedded in us. It has been instilled in us. Quran has guided us towards it and has informed philosophers, intellectuals who seriously reflect on important matters of life that your decisions that one way is correct and the other is not. This system of judiciary of yours in which you announce punishments by declaring certain acts as crimes, this in fact is a concept of accountability in your own world when you reward some people and punish others for their crimes. All this is in fact the consequence of the same God-designed appreciation, the clarity given by Him. It's the same reality that's instilled in you. It manifests itself in these forms. Quite often people are mistaken when they witness a change in social morality. They conclude that probably man learned all morality from the traditions of his society. Quran helps us understand by distinguishing between the two that basic morality has been embedded in human nature. That is, the ability of clearly appreciating good and evil has been instilled in him. But the social ethics that emerge out of it are amenable to change and vary according to circumstances. The Quran mentions that God perfected human soul. The mention of it has started from here. وَنَفْسِمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. That is, human soul testifies it and the way its creator has created it. He has perfected it, refined it. That soul testifies. What does it give evidence for? For the next life, for accountability. And as an argument of it, it has presented the fact that when we refined and perfected it. فَالْحَمَاهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then he instilled its evil and its virtue in it. He sent him to this world equipped with appreciation of good and bad. And now man is left with no choice but to accept its natural corollary. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The one who has purified his soul has succeeded, and the one who has contaminated it is doomed. He has failed miserably. قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. These verses of the Quran refer to the second big reality. The first big reality was the one we referred to in the first presentation, that God's appreciation and understanding of His oneness is instilled in him. These verses point out that appreciation of good and evil has also been a part of His nature from the very beginning, and therefore He has no choice but to acknowledge accountability too. He cannot present any excuse before His Creator for not accepting this reality too. This is what I had to say, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you and for all believers.